So, hello, Joanne.
Hello.
Students come to you.
Yeah.
ESOL students. They want an ESOL class.
Yeah.
But they have a child or two children, and they want a creche place for their child.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what the process is?
Okay. For the college nursery, mm-hmm. the demand is immense. It's really high, and the demand overtakes the supply. People are in a better position. ESOL students are in a better position if they can try and access outside childcare. The problem is it does depend on their status. If people are an asylum seeker, unfortunately, they're not able to get an outside nursery place until the child is three. So it does place them in a very difficult situation. Mm-hmm. This is because the government cut the funding around 18 months, 2 years ago, and the college nursery is in a similar position and is not supposed to place the children of asylum seekers in their nursery.
What would happen then? What would you suggest asylum seekers do then? If they can't get a child placed in the nursery, mm-hmm. what do you recommend they do?
It's very, very difficult for them, and most of them rely on if they have a partner, if they have friends. There is a lot of asylum seekers in college. Maybe one lady comes in the morning and her children are with her friend. The other lady comes in the afternoon. And I would try and work with them to place them in opposite classes or if they were able to do that. A lot of people feel it's a very high demand to make of a friend, and I would agree that for somebody to look after your child three or four times a week.
And have there ever been any cases where children have been left at home on their own?
There have, and I think there's probably more cases than we know of, really, as
so
well.
So this is the mothers coming to class,
yeah,
because they feel they need to learn the English,
yeah,
but having to leave children at home to look after themselves.
That's right, yeah. It's very unfortunate. Mm. We have sometimes placed them in the college nursery, in the outer centres, in our community centre classes. If we have places and we've filled from our list and there are asylum seekers that we know are good attenders, don't have any other option, we would try and place them and maybe do one per session. But it's difficult to balance that against other things. When we're audited for funding, mm-hmm. we could be criticised.
Okay, that's excellent, John. Thank you.